On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's a Victoria show, starring Victoria, also with Ron Van Dam. Here she is. It's Tori Wednesday. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning, Ron.
Oh, geez.
What a lovely day.
Right, Ty.
It's the three of us. You, right. Me, and the snow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You said the S word.
Oh, my God.
That's a curse word now.
I think it is, around these parts.
You know, when I woke up this morning and I saw it was snowing,
I laughed.
It's not supposed to be. I got mad.
And I laughed. It's like a cruel joke on us.
So you've
like an insane laugh, like Tom Hanks in the Money Pit when the bathtub finally falls through or something, and then
so it's like it's just beyond up. It's beyond getting angry about.
Yeah, you just laugh. You just can't believe the stupidity and the hilarity.
It is stupidity. It is hilarity, and I can't stand it.
But we live up here. We're not supposed to complain. Right? I mean,
we can't. Well, I'm not supposed to. I'm doing it.
Right. And it's only like the first week of February, barely into the second week. There's going to be some more.
I wish there was a snow czar so I could smack him.
Yeah.
But I don't know who to take my anger
like
out
of. Snow Cellini.
Snow Cellini. Sounds like one of the big machines that clears the tracks.
It is.
Bring in the Snow Cellini. We can't run the trains. Right. So Boston had no commuter stuff yesterday.
Yeah. So what's that about?
It must have been really bad. Have you been to Boston since the snowstorm?
No.
Second one? Third one? Fourth one? Fifth one?
No. Last time it was Faneuil Hall.
There is actually no place to go. There's
right. So why go? How can you go?
You can't. There's no... I would hate to spend... It's like $2 million an apartment in Boston, and yet at the same time, there's no place to put your car, and you can't walk anywhere. It's like, wow, screw time.
Well, then you need to not have a car and take the T. Like New York City, kind of. You just don't have a car. Just come to
true,
that.
True, true, true. True. Mm. But without any trains, you can't do anything anyway.
Right.
I don't know why they didn't buy trains a while ago. If all the trains are falling apart, why didn't they ever buy trains?
Boston's not a broke city, is it?
No.
No.
It's a broke-back city.
Yeah.
And if the trains were getting like 25, well, most of them are at least 25 years old.
Right.
You gotta buy some new trains, man. Go buy some trains.
Do it. Don't talk about it. Do it.
Yeah, I think they have them at Walmart. They have everything at Walmart.
No,
must have subway trains.
I don't want to go to Walmart.
Probably get a good price.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or Costco. But then you have to get a lot of subway trains.
You gotta get a membership, don't you?
Yeah, so, that kind of lets them out there.
Yeah.
I'm just mad, Tori. I'm pissed. I can't believe it. I went to the weather map this morning, and... Yeah.
Which weather map do you see?
AccuWeather?
What do you do?
Yeah, AccuWeather. Yeah, whatever that is. And there's like a cloud of snow, and it's over Brockton and Easton and Bridgewater.
No way.
And Holbrook, and that's it. Everybody else is not
I love
snowing.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's...
God really hates us. Just us. It's pretty clear now.
I think it's a Super Bowl thing. I think he's pissed.
He doesn't want He didn't want Seattle to win.
No, but I don't think he likes our attitude. Does not enjoy deflated balls.
Well, I watched the NFL, Inside the NFL, which I never watch.
Yeah.
I heard it was a great show, the season finale. I heard that's worth your Showtime subscription. And I didn't have one.
Okay.
So I watched it, and it was good.
It was good. What did they do?
They even said that the Patriots are probably the greatest football team in history, of football teams.
That's
and there's
great.
Been a lot of football teams.
Yeah.
And the Tom Brady-Bill Belichick combo is number one. So, I mean, I thought it, and they showed
sounds
the highlights.
Like a sandwich.
I didn't watch the game. So this way I got to watch the highlights, which
is
all you need.
That's all you need to do.
So therefore,
that's all you need to do.
See, there you go. That's why I did it.
You know, if you cut the entire game down just to the plays themselves, it would be like.
Right. That's what I did.
It would probably be about like 15 minutes tops.
Right. Probably.
Yeah. The most.
Yeah. Well, I think, isn't it like an hour altogether? 15 minute quarters?
There's an hour of clock time.
Of clock time.
Yeah.
You're right. But if sometimes they run out the clock. So if there's actual movement, Yeah, you're right. It might be like 30
minutes. Oh, absolutely.
Minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
Not even 30 minutes.
Ooh, okay. No. Let's try it sometime. Well, somebody's already tried it.
Yeah, probably. And
look it up. I want to know.
Look at the snow. It's snowing right now out the window. It's not sticky snow. It's not. It's just. It's snow.
It mocks you.
It is. It's flying around going, I ain't going to land. Yeah. I just want to piss you off.
Yeah, right. Look at me. Hee hee.
And I'm sick of being felt sorry for. I speak to people in New York and other places, and they go, oh, my God, it must be horrible up there.
Oh, I wouldn't mind the pity. You know, really? A little bit of pity?
I don't know. It's like somebody died or something. Like, oh, it's all right. I'll be all right. Thank you.
Thank you
for your condolences and the many flowers that you've sent me.
It's
just horrible.
I feel like I've just been furloughed, though. I've been in the house for 4 days.
Are you going nuts, Tori?
Yeah. Well, if it wasn't for internet, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, thank God we didn't lose power.
Right. You can get talk to the outside world.
Yeah, as if there was one.
Yeah.
You know what happened to me? So you won't understand this.
Well,
you won't understand what I'm saying.
Probably not.
Here's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I gained 4 pounds.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm.
And you know why?
No, why? Eating?
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I mean, when you're stuck in the house all day, mm-hmm. such as you have been, do you ever have an inkling to go to the kitchen?
Yeah.
You do. So you eat more,
but
too.
But I keep a lot of food in my room, so I don't have to make the trip.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, that's something else.
like a prisoner.
That's what I was talking about. But you're eating continually.
Sometimes.
And you don't show.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to get on the scale.
Oh, okay.
I get up to 110 once. I don't want to do this.
Oh, horrors.
I want to get on the scale.
Yeah, horrible. Yeah, I get on the scale every day just to make sure that I am scalable. And it went up 4 in the past week. Because there's nothing to do but eat and drink.
Maybe it's water weight. It's just you have to wait.
It
till
could
the
be
time
water weight. Maybe so. Yeah. I am cranky these days.
You are.
I am very, very cranky.
See, it's probably that. It's just cyclical.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the environment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have climate change.
Yeah. I'm not getting any exercise.
Can't you just, I know, get in one of those machines, like an elliptical or a treadmill or
it's
something.
It's snowing out. I can't get it home. I don't think I need one of those in order to...
You wouldn't even use it. It would sit there and not be used. It would be a novelty. Stupid. You'd go, oh, look at this, and then
just
you'd
awful.
Find something else.
Everything's awful.
It is awful.
Everything's just awful.
You're telling me?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. I better be able to get out of here when I got to leave.
Oh, you're fine, because this stuff isn't sticking. It's just
no,
blowing around.
No, I meant
just,
to the airport.
Oh, to the airport. Well, don't tell people that.
Well, I mean, I might be taking a flight somewhere sometime.
Yeah, somewhere, sometimes, but... No,
but I'm not.
Possibly
guess
not.
What?
Possibly
I'm not.
Not.
I'm
right.
not. And that's what I mean. I'm going to get mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
And if I do get out of here, guess what? I'm not coming back.
It's almost like a 50-50 whether it's going to snow or not. And it's kind of even worse than that. Let's check the 5-day forecast, shall we?
If you insist.
Here we go.
I think so.
Hey, this is Jim Clambaker with your 5-day New England Broadcasting forecast. Looks like it's going to be snow, followed by snow until roughly later when the snow will give way to a bit of snow. That goes through the night and brings us into a short stretch of more motherfucking snow and scattered patches of depressing, soul-crushing snow. Look for the snow to change over to, please, Lord Jesus, make it stop snowing snow in some pretty deep accumulations. How deep? Well, we're looking at anywhere from I can't find my car to Mary, we should eat the children first. But don't worry, right after that, Mother Nature is going to wind up and fuck us right in the ass with more cocksucking snow. By then, with any luck, we'll all be dead, buried under the weighty masses of the next ice age and preserved like fucking Neanderthals and mammoths. That's your 5-day forecast. Now back to the Ron Van Dam Show.
Sounds pretty dismal.
It does. I heard that for Saturday, that same forecast.
Yeah.
So it's true. It's very true.
They don't even have to have forecasts anymore. They can just replay the same ones.
This is true. It's hopeless.
Yeah, it is.
This is
hopeless.
Where you give up hope, right?
Which would make it hopeless.
This is where you want ISIS to come along and light some fires.
ISIS a cacoles. ISIS a cacoles.
When he started to say ice, I thought he was going to say ISIS.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I see what you did.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it could have been bad.
And then when he talked about we're going to be frozen, like preserved. You know what I looked at the other day? Mount Everest.
Yes.
There's 200 people have died up there.
Why?
And they leave them there.
Why did they go?
Well, they want a challenge. Man, that's some kind of challenge.
That's so stupid.
Well, for them, it was a challenge. For me, I'm not going to do that. I don't like this outside. But they left. 200 people have died up there. And they leave the bodies because they can't move them. And then someone takes pictures. And you just see a person all, like, for one guy was from the 1920s there. And they call one guy Green Boots. Because he's got green boots on.
They named the cadavers?
Yeah. And one guy, but listen to this sad story of one guy that died. It costs $25,000 roughly to go to get a guide to go to Everest, climb Everest. Yeah. And one of the guys that died, they had to leave him there. So his friends in a memorial took 8 years to save up the $25,000 to go up and put a flag by him. How sad is that? How committed is that, though? Can you imagine being that committed to take 8 years to save up money to go to put a memorial for someone that's on a mountain forever for the rest of their life? They're just there.
Can we interchange the word sad with insane?
Well,
what the hell? Why bother sticking a flag next to a guy that's been dead for 30 years?
Well, this one wasn't dead for that long.
Is it so they could find him again?
Well, yeah, you can't really, they have to stay there. That's their grave. Like much like the Titanic, but there's no bodies there. These are actual, like, just, you're frozen.
Yeah.
And you don't really deteriorate too much, I don't think. Because, you know, you like preserve like a freezer.
Disney. It's like the Ted Williams, pretty much.
Yeah, that Cairo freezing thing.
Tori, if someone decides I'm going to climb Mount Everest and possibly die, I really don't have much sympathy for that. I seriously don't.
Well, they just want to, you know, live their life to the fullest. And they know they might die trying. That's the thing. You don't go into it like, oh my God, what have I done?
How can you live your life to the fullest if you're doing something where you probably will die?
That brings me to another good point. Why are people going to Syria? To help these causes? Yeah. There's a lot of countries in the world that could probably use help. There's tons.
Yeah.
But you pick the Middle East in Syria or Turkey. Why do you do that?
Well, you could be kidnapped, certainly.
You will be.
You will be kidnapped.
It's foolish.
They're
foolishness.
Making a point of you.
And they're going to like send troops over there now?
Yeah.
For what? So we can get more hostages?
Yeah, I don't understand what happened to Obama. I think he hit his head on the pavement or something. What's going on with him?
I don't know, but don't send anybody over there because they'll just flay them. They'll skin them alive and make a movie about it. You know, really?
That's the thing. If someone wants to volunteer to put their boots on the ground, fine. And it's not an all-volunteer army. When you enlist, they send you where they want to send you and stuff.
Okay.
And now you're taking your kids and you're handing them over. Because these people don't understand the Geneva War Pact or anything like that.
Don't say anything.
And it has nothing to do with... I don't understand... Obama is going nuts, man. I don't understand. And I liked him up until this. He's deciding that he is the world's coalition leader. He says that in so many words. He says, I'm stepping up as the world's coalition leader. What? Why? You didn't do this. Yeah, Bush caused this whole thing by invading Iraq. Granted, that's where this all started.
Mm-hmm.
Had he not done this, we wouldn't be where we are today. We'd have a different kind of murderer. This one's a little bit worse than the one that was there before. But, I mean, it's not our deal. It's all those countries around there that are being invaded by ISIS.
And if they change regimes, then what if you have to secure the country with somebody else? And
we have to do it.
And
it's our job.
Is it the Shiites? Is it the Husits? Is it the Whatsits? I mean, who's going to take over then?
I caution, read your history books. Look at the Roman Empire. You know, careful. Careful.
I don't know. I just don't want any more American soldiers going over there, and now they're going to be barbecued. I don't think it's a good idea. Please keep them here.
I mean, I agree. ISIS should be taken out, but I don't think boots on the ground is the way
they're
to do that.
They're looking for American soldiers. Can you imagine? These are journalists they kidnapped.
They're
these are journalists.
Yeah.
You know what they do to a soldier, an American soldier?
Oh, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Please.
So,
please.
You know.
Yeah. Although some may say, snipers are big these days. If these battalions want to volunteer,
yeah, but you know how long
to
it
go
take?
In the Navy SEALs, all that kind of stuff,
right?
You know, they want to do that. God love them.
Well, I'm sure some of them are motivated now. I mean, they're like, boy, these guys
got to go. But I don't like this country sending people in. If someone wants to sign up in a private office and say, I want to go to Syria and I want to battle ISIS on any front, I want to take them out myself if I can. Fine. Put a bounty on him, man. Put a bounty on him. Then we're all set.
You know what I was thinking, too?
Mm-hmm.
And the video where they did burn the soldier, the Jordanian soldier.
Yeah.
They show a lot of these ISIS people around witnessing
it. Yes.
And I started thinking, which I've thought before, is how do you go about your day after you've just done something, a human being, done something like this to another human being in your brain? I can't believe, and I still think it's true, not all of these ISIS people are on board with this, but they're stuck. They're like, how do I get out of this one now?
You're joining a gang. Joined a gang.
They're watching this happen. Right. They're going, I can't believe none all of them are on board with that.
Right.
They're probably watching going, I can't believe we're doing this. This is horrific, but now I'm stuck in it. So it's probably now it's all not ISIS, but a handful of them are really true monsters.
Yeah. Well, as they say, I feel horrible that it's happening to these journalists and people that they capture. But on the other hand, what ISIS is doing is pissing off everybody.
Exactly. And they want it. They want to start a war.
Oh, it's not a war. They're killing themselves. I mean, it will be a coalition against them. If they piss off every country, mm-hmm. every country is just going to, I mean, you can spit on them. No, there's no war. There's war involved. Yes, there is no war. They have no country.
They could start one somehow.
With what? They don't have an army. They have people running around with guns and video cameras. That's all they have. They're really not that threatening in that sense. They're threatening terroristic-wise. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you can pick them off like a video game. That's not a big deal.
Maybe we should do that.
It's not like they don't have planes. They don't have bombs. I mean, not that kind of bomb.
People say just bomb them right back to the Stone Age. Is that the answer? Do you just drop a bomb?
Well, you can't. Well, they're not, but they're everywhere. They're everywhere. You know, it's like cockroaches. I mean, you can bomb Miami and get rid of half the cockroaches, but there's still
some
in New
York. Those are literally cockroaches, though.
Oh, literally, yes. Making a transition.
I don't have a problem with cockroaches because I don't really see them. Do you
not
see
up here.
Them? Yeah.
Not up here. They're in other parts of the country. Big
where it's
time.
Warm. Yeah.
Big time.
So it's a trade-off. You want to live where it's warm, you're going to have some bugs.
Can I tell you my cockroach story?
I don't know.
It's not big.
Okay.
Right.
It wasn't a palmetto bug?
No, it was a real cockroach. Palmetto bugs are, well, they're actually a lot larger.
That's what I said. You said it wasn't big.
No, they're a lot bigger than.
Oh, I know.
No, the story's not that big.
They scare me.
I lived in New York for a long, long time, and I lived in apartments.
Oh, they have them there, right?
Oh, big time.
Oh, my God. Okay.
If somebody in the building brings home a cockroach in a shopping bag by mistake, the entire building will be infested with them within a matter of a week.
Oh, no.
Because they multiply more than rabbits do. So we had a cockroach infestation in the building that we were staying in, mm-hmm. in New York City. And holy crap, man. You would come back from a movie at night. You would turn on the lights, go into the kitchen, turn the light on, and you would see hundreds of these things scatter all over the floor.
Why wouldn't you move right away?
Because it's New York, and you kind of live with cockroaches.
I don't think so. No.
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not going to do that.
It took a while to get rid of them.
No,
there's no spray. You put down some kind of chalky kind of chemical thing.
Mm. And you got to live on chemicals. You can't have any pets. You know, really.
And they will eat this when they come out at night, right. And they will all die. But it can happen again. You know, it's pretty terrible.
It sounds worse than the snow.
Yeah,
the snow will go away and melt, and the sun will come out in July.
Well, that's what I used to think.
I can wait till July.
It's still fucking snowing. What the hell's going on here?
I know. It's really amusing.
God.
Nature is amusing.
You know, this is supposed to be a comedy show.
I know.
It's not been funny.
We do this
once. I don't think it's ever been funny, to be honest with you.
No, Ron, you're very funny. You don't even need me around. You're hilarious alone, so.
No, I can't. I'm not.
I'm not that funny alone. I need someone to play off of, usually.
Yeah, well, it's easier to play off of somebody. That's for damn sure.
You
know
what
it's like? When I sit here and I actually do this, I mean, and it sounds like I've got tons of things to say, my head's going, oh, what the hell do I do now?
You couldn't pause it. Now you can at least stop and gather your thoughts. But you don't. But
you could. Pause, you'd never
get
it.
You got a safety net, though. On radio, you just like...
It's like climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, then they leave you there. They're going to leave you here.
They have. They already have left me here. Oh, man. So I don't even care if it's cold outside, do you?
It's going to get freezing, by the way. They said Valentine's Day is going to be miserable.
It's going to be like 5 or 6.
I don't care for that.
No, I don't either.
I think I'll stay in.
And it's supposed to snow on top of it.
Great, yeah.
I mean, seriously, every day, give me a break.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? No. What are you wearing?
Where did that come from?
I'm wearing a parka. It's gonna be a snow parka, probably.
You're wearing a parka?
A parka. P-A-R-K-A. How do you say that?
I don't know. Parka?
Parka.
What is it?
It's a big coat with a big hood like an Eskimo wears with a little fur around the hood.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Yeah. Remember they were big in the... They used to call them snorkels in the 70s. They were big, big deal then.
Snorkels?
They were like army green with orange interior.
No.
No?
I had a pea coat when I was...
That's good.
Well, actually...
When you were in the Navy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Me and Brian Williams, we were both in the Navy.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. They canned him for 6 months.
Yes, they did.
Took him down to Chinatown.
No pay.
You know, that's a good lesson because it shows you that you can't lie. There's retribution?
Yeah.
Repercussions.
Repercussions and retribution. There'll be retribution involved.
Something like
and
that.
And there are repercussions.
This is what happens when I don't drink coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That's okay.
He lied. And, you know, I...
How do you think you can get away with it, number one? Why would you do that? What is the deal? What is the deal with that? There's totally witnesses. obviously.
I don't know.
He has Alzheimer's. He has something wrong with his brain. It's probably a medical thing.
That's what it looks like.
And everyone's going to be mad at him. And he's dying.
His excuse, well, it could be. His excuse is that he's told the story so many times that he just starts to lose some of the facts. And I'll tell you something. Hmm. If you were in a helicopter, mm-hmm. and by the way, it was an hour behind the one that was shot down.
Really? I thought it was right behind.
No, it was an hour behind.
Okay, that's a little different.
He was never shot down. And yet he tells a story that he was yelling to the crew, let's land this thing. They didn't even see the other one being shot down. They just heard about it. So,
wow.
Yeah, so you don't...
He embellished then.
It's more than embellishing. You can't... Uh-huh. It was like, you know, you can't say like, I was in a horrific car accident and my arm was swinging off my shoulder and about to fall off. Oh, wait, that wasn't me. I mean, it's just, come on, that's a little extreme.
But now look, they left us with Lester Holt.
Yeah.
Why would they do that to us? Why punish us?
What's wrong with Lester Holt?
Punishing everyone now.
Oh, no, who
Isn't
cares?
He from like around here? What do I know that I name? Know. Lester Holt. He's familiar to me. He's been around for like 100 years.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's been around.
He's kind of nerdy looking. I don't want to deal with him.
Nerdy man.
I don't want to deal with him. I don't watch TV anyway.
Don't watch it.
I don't watch it anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I just thought it was kind of funny.
And it's a CBS News. This is low. This is low ball stuff. I don't even know who the anchor is on CBS. But
is it Andy Rooney?
No, he died quite a few. Okay, he's still up the mountain. They haven't brought his body down from the mountain yet. No,
the memorial is saving money.
I don't know who the CBS guy is. Something.
Rich Moonven? Moonves? Moonvens?
No, well, he owns the
what's his name?
The network.
Mooney. Moon something.
Yeah, Moonvest or movie. I don't know what
I used to hear about him on Letterman a lot because there was some kind of feud going on. Yeah, feud. Yeah.
So anyway, so whoever the anchor, they were doing a commercial about watch CBS Evening News tonight, mm-hmm. where the news is true, honest, and they were basically saying where we don't fuck up like...
Is that a new slogan?
Yes. Yes.
No
so
way.
They're taking advantage of the Brian Williams thing where they're like, all right, don't watch that channel anymore. Oh. Come here where it's true.
Oh, no. Yeah. They're really... Wow.
Notice Fox hasn't said that because they can't.
They can't. Who watches that? Just right-wing weirdos.
That's yes.
Don't watch
that's
that.
That's what it's about. You know, I purposely don't watch The Apprentice. You don't watch TV anyway.
No, but I know The Apprentice is Donald Trump.
It is Donald Trump, and I refuse to watch that show.
I think the very first season, like 10 years ago, when it came out,
it was all right at first.
They had the black girl that was always all sassy.
But when he started being a dickhead, I just, I'm not watching anything he does whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't even watch the Miss Uterus pageant.
No.
What do you call that?
Universe in America and USA. How many are there? I don't even know.
I don't know. There should be a Miss Uterus pageant.
They're all like beautiful women, and that's what we value, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand the whole concept. I used to as a kid, but when you get older...
I thought we would have been beyond that by now in our civilization.
Yeah, now I'm disturbed a little by it.
Mm. It is disturbing.
You're rewarding beauty, even with children. Ah, something wrong with that.
I think the women's movement kind of went a little bit backwards, where they were saying, you know, we're not objects, and we're not to be treated that way. And now it seems like recently it's like be proud of your body if you have it, flaunt it. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. What's going on now? What's going on?
I think because the fatties are taking over.
The fatties are taking over?
Yeah.
Fatties always had taken over.
Because they have to be like proud of your curvaceous and your this. They want to have fancy words for it. So you got to be, so therefore you can't, you don't, they don't want to be thin because they can't be. So they just want to say like, hey, this is big is beautiful. We're big, beautiful women.
Yeah, be proud
and
of
then,
your body.
Right. Yeah. So then us littler people have to get the short end of the stick and like, we eat a sandwich. Oh, you're a twig. Then if you're thin, that's a bad thing too. That's not right. Don't take your. Don't turn the tables, man.
Sorry, some
no one wants
thin.
That.
I think I could live with that.
Anorexic, really bulimic. You know, no one needs that. Stop it. Just fine. Be proud of yourself, but don't put other people down at the same time. You're proud of your however you look.
I guess.
Thank you. That's your PSA of the day.
Well, they're jealous. They're jealous of people that don't have weight problems.
Jealousy
is
a very unattractive trait. I suffer from it too sometimes, but I know. But I mean, just cool it, man.
With jealousy or being fat?
Jealousy.
Jealousy.
It's not a good one.
No,
don't.
It's not.
No one likes it, so stop doing it.
All right.
It's a bad idea.
And that's what you should be wearing today.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
That didn't work at all, did it?
I know. I like how that happens though. When you put a music on, I'm like, oh yeah, we've gotten way off track. parkas and anorexia.
We started with parkas. I don't know where it went from parkas. To be honest, if I, in my mind, tried to go back and trace back to the parka comment,
I can do it.
I have no idea how we got here.
I love to do that. That's how you strengthen your brain.
All right, how we do it. So we weren't talking about parkas. What happened after that?
That was how we were wearing them, and they were what they looked like. And then you said you had a pea coat.
Correct.
And I said you were in the Navy.
Yes.
And I'd have to think for a minute, but I can do this.
And then we went to Brian Williams from that, because, no, I don't know how we got to Brian Williams then.
Yeah, they took him off the air. I'd have to really think back. But I can do it with my own. When I start to think about one thing and I get all the way down to the other, I went, how did I get on this? And I start to backtrack in my brain, and I can do it. I connect all the dots. And it's fun because I'm like, oh, I still got it. Because once I get Alzheimer's, I'm not going to have it.
It's difficult. We should record these things, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That way we'd know how we got there.
We do.
Yeah, I'm getting a little concerned about myself, Tori, because I'm starting to forget where I've, I mean, I know where I've put everything. I'm pretty sharp on that.
Right.
But I've always had a problem remembering people's names. Always, always. Right. So I guess that's not a big deal.
Okay.
But I'm forgetting things that happened in my life. Now, I had I had two children in my life.
Right.
And I gave birth to both of them.
Right.
I have a uterus, you know.
Right.
I borrowed it.
This sounds like a Brian Williams now.
Right. Yes.
Now we're back to him again.
You might be able, that's how we got there. Yeah. And I remember the children being born. I was there in the room with them, but I don't recall the specifics of the event.
Well, that's natural. That was a long time ago.
Is it natural? That's supposed to be like the most monumental moment of one's life. I know the woman does remember because she's all drugged up.
Well, I was drugged up sometimes I wasn't. It's still hard to recall every little detail. Yeah, you can remember most of it.
I remember the room, but I don't remember the actual...
Maybe you've blocked it mentally. You've rejected that vision. And then
I've seen a lot of movies about it and a lot of tapes.
I know, you watch
things.
Lifetime. I know this. Every time I see a Lifetime movie, I go, Ron! Ron's probably seen this.
Great. That's just great. That's fantastic.
I'm sorry.
I've seen babies come out of uteruses before, or wherever they come from. I have no idea.
Right.
I don't know. I've seen them come out, but I don't know if it was mine or not. I don't know if I'm mixing it up with things that I've seen on Frontline or something.
I have no idea. Brian Williams is telling the story so many times, you're getting confused, Ron.
It could be. Maybe I'm starting to understand Brian Williams.
Yeah, I think he's got a memory thing. What if we find out he has Alzheimer's, really, and it's just, but I mean, it's only one story he's done this with.
You know what I think it is? I think that Brian Williams goes on a lot of television shows as a talk show guest. He was on Letterman, which is where this kind of started from.
And The Daily Show and things. Yeah.
And you feel like you must entertain. You must be extremely interesting. Otherwise, you start to think less of yourself.
Right.
So I think, I'm not saying he made it up, but he may have over-dramatized and embellished in order to tell an interesting story on a talk show where there was an audience
reacting. He shouldn't have done
that.
Tell it to your buddies and over a drink.
News
but you
guys,
do it on TV, it's very risky.
News guys should not be on non-news environmental programs.
I see what you're saying. Because then it mixes it up. It blurs the lines.
The networks want to make them look human, but when they do that, they're kind of knocking down this wall of stature
this
that they've
image.
Built for this guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. That's the good. Maybe they should just leave them on the TV where they belong, like in the idiot box. Just stick them there.
Stick them on the newscast. Right. You can never appear on anything. You have to sign a contract. You can never, you can't even go out to lunch. You cannot be seen ever.
Yeah.
You just show up on that newscast, and that's it. You get in a car with windows tinted and never be seen again.
Michael Jackson.
Well, yes.
Sort of. I
well,
said that used to happen.
For the children part, yeah.
Right. Hey, speaking of The Daily Show, they're not doing it anymore pretty soon.
Well, I don't know if they're going to find another host to do it.
I won't watch it. I didn't watch it when John Oliver did it for that summer.
Oh.
I want just John Stewart or nobody.
Well, that's going to end, I guess. He made the announcement yesterday.
I know. Yeah, well, you know what? How long can you do it? You do something over and over and over and over, then you finally, maybe you want to do something different. It's like eating the same dinner every night.
If you're able to do something different.
Oh, yeah. He directed a movie.
It's not like a guy's working in a warehouse at Costco, and he says, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm going to quit because it's 10 years.
Because I want to be a brain surgeon?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it's different.
He's not smart. You're talking about a smart guy.
Well, it's not that. John Stewart, he did a movie, Rosewood, I think it was.
Rosewater.
Rosewater. Right. I think it was Rosewood. It was something else. so he can do other films. He can have his own television show anytime he wants, anywhere he wants.
Yeah.
He wants to spend time with his family, which means he probably has cancer. I don't know. But
maybe.
You don't say that unless, because usually you don't want to spend time with your, you never want to spend time with your family.
He's got cancer.
You're never,
you've heard it here first, folks.
It's the only place you ever hear that.
That's right.
I mean, I've never heard a normal person say, I just want to go home and spend more time with my family. No, you must have cancer or something,
right,
because
that's right.
That just isn't what people
Some
do.
Some families are nice, I bet, though, probably.
I guess at a point. I don't know how old his children are. If the children are
younger,
you probably want to enjoy them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
And maybe he's just sick of joke making. Jerry Seinfeld gave up Seinfeld after a while, too. You know what? Even if it's successful and it's great... Just enough. You just want to go, okay, I can't, I don't have the enthusiasm anymore, maybe. Maybe he's not motivated.
Maybe. I just, you know what, Tori? If someone handed me like $10, $20 million a year to do a television show.
$10, $20, $100,000, maybe $100,000.
Oh, that's what these guys are making. Some of them make much
more
than that.
An episode.
They're making like $5 million an episode. That's what the going rate is.
$5 million an episode.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld was getting, getting $1 million an episode.
Oh, that's right.
Back
then, yeah.
And that was a while ago. That was, 10 years ago.
More. 1998 was over.
That's when it started.
No, 1998 is when it ended.
Really?
Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I swear to God.
Oh, my God. Well, they were making $1 million an episode, all of them.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I remember
so,
that.
So it must be a lot now. It must be more.
Yes.
So if someone's handing you this kind of cash, even if you've been doing it a long time and you're running out of ideas, no, I will continue. I could do that, or I could work as a cashier at Shaw's, I guess. Let's do this thing.
Or live off your billions, dude.
Whatever.
Invest. And then you don't need to work.
But, Tori, I mean, if you're in a situation like that,
why
would anybody throw it away? And say, you know what it is? They get too into their work, and they treat their work into, and that's $1 million job is what you have. It's not work. And they go, it's losing interest. I don't want to end the show with a loss of interest. What are you talking about? You're getting $1 million an hour.
And it's a
what
great
are you talking
show.
About?
It's got a huge audience.
All these shows are making similar amounts of money now. And then yet they say, and Jon Stewart's probably getting a good buck for every show he does.
He's probably too big for his celebrity now. He can just say, you step back and go, you know what?
I would never stop that, Tori. I'd do it. Come to my deathbed and take me there and give me some funny lines.
Yeah, that's you. But look at Jerry Seinfeld. I'll come back to him for a second because he stopped and then he does something called Coffee with Comedians in Cars.
Yes, which is stupid.
Well, it's making him happy, and he's making a little money, maybe.
Would you make a baby happy?
Well, I mean, he got tired of the whole Seinfeld bit.
Yeah.
Something about nothing.
How do you get tired of $1 million an episode? How do you get tired of something like that?
Yeah. Well.
I just don't get it. I think something happens to your brain where you just go, I'm going to all of a sudden become very ethical about this.
Or I'm just going to be always known as this. And I'm a bigger person than this. That's why some people don't want to take
certain... He's not a bigger person than that, though. He's never done anything but that. He does stand up here and there and not, and then not. Just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's something. It was depressing to me. But I guess, I have to respect his wishes.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Like Stephen Colbert, now this. But Stephen Colbert's coming back, I understand, on network where he can't swear and drop F-bombs.
He's taking over for Letterman.
Yeah, and I want F-bombs because that's what he's known for.
Well, he's not going to do F-bombs.
I know. He's all restricted now.
And he's not going to be, he was a character. He was playing a character on that show.
Right, yeah.
Now he has to be himself, which is probably lovable.
It'll be interesting for a week, and we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
I may love it.
Anything would be better than that Jimmy Fallon show. I like Jimmy Fallon, but
I like his guests.
Tonight Show, I don't like him.
Really? I like when he gets guests on and they do singing and things like Justin Timberlake, or they do these contests.
I don't like that.
Really?
I don't like that at all.
So interesting.
I think I'm watching a fraternity frat house.
It's entertaining.
I don't find it entertaining at all. No,
I don't want to sit there and hear a boring interview. I want like some kind of activity. Like this is boring, right?
Yeah.
We need like clowns juggling. Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe we should stop doing this. I should give up my $1 million an episode and your $2 million an episode.
But see how much we love it? We're not doing it for $1 million. We're still doing it.
Yeah, doing
that's,
it.
That makes it better.
A little shorter than $1 million.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So then that's true art. You really love doing something.
Mm. Well, this isn't art. This is therapy.
Okay.
This is therapy because if you didn't get your thoughts out of your system...
Mm.
You'd have to pay somebody to listen to you to get your thoughts out of your system.
I get them out.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Everywhere.
Well, I know you do. This is, but if you lost this,
yeah,
then you'd probably have to explode somewhere else.
Oh, sure.
In a different vein.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah.
I have great anger inside me.
Yeah, it's always very repressed.
Just because it's snowing, though.
Yeah, you keep it like a ticking time bomb, then.
I do. I do. I use it. I channel my anger into entertainment.
Like Charles Manson.
A very entertaining man.
Did you hear about the latest Charles Manson thing?
That he's not getting married?
Yes, and you know why?
No.
Because he found out his young bride was going to display his corpse and charge money once he kicked the bucket, because she'd have rights to the body.
What does he care?
His ego was probably all like, what?
He has an ego?
Of course. All men do.
Oh, my
God. That's a whole nother subject.
First of all, you're calling him a man. I don't know what that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's mentally ill. How can you even make him human?
I mean, really, because he thought some young, beautiful 25-year-old, whatever she was interested in him. Really? Really thought that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, he's a catch, man. He's a catch.
Ego.
Yeah.
Yeah. But once he found out that was a...
Maybe she did a background check.
Maybe she opened her mouth and said, guess what I'm going to do when he dies.
Let me tell you something.
And then just, you know what? Yeah. If you're going to do something like that, why don't you keep your damn mouth shut? And then you can get away with it.
Yeah, maybe so.
I love you, Charlie. You're my whole life. I love you to the day you die, and then everyone will love you more.
Right, to the day you die, and that's...
A glass coffin.
That's what I'm waiting for.
I'm going to pull a Lennon.
I thought Manson dumped her because he wanted to spend more time with his family, but I guess that's not it, probably.
All right. I wanted to take a stab at family life.
Stab at family life. Is that a joke? Because it was almost funny. Take a stab at family life. All right.
He's a weirdo.
So tomorrow we do this Easton Cable thing.
Right. The roads should be done. This street, man.
Bad. They did a horrible job
Mine is about as bad, though. Mine is just as bad.
They didn't pay attention to the side streets, and they had all day yesterday,
right,
too.
You're right.
And now it's snowing again. And it's not stopping, Tori.
Look at it.
Look at, she's laughing at the snow.
Because it's ridiculous.
It is stupid. It wasn't even supposed to do this.
I thought it was going to snow tonight and then Saturday, right?
No, it's supposed to snow starting tomorrow afternoon and go into Friday morning, but just 1 to 3 inches maybe, not even.
All right, I heard
today was supposed to be, and maybe it is still, today's supposed to be a dusting just on the coast of the South Shore. I think they moved my town over to the water when I wasn't looking.
Well, what kind of south? If you're south of Boston, you're south,
right? We are south of Boston.
Then they call that south.
But it's supposed to be like a little smattering, and then it stops, and then it's supposed to be sunny.
It blows off the roofs with the wind. It blows, the snow blows
off. Yeah, but
like
that's not blowing. That's not blowing. That's snowing.
Oh.
That's
but
snowing.
But I mean, once when I've seen the gales kick up, and then the snow comes off the trees and off the banks, and it gets right in your windshield. You're like,
yeah, I know. There's too much snow. You know, there used to be a house across the street. I haven't seen them in a while.
They got a chimney, and they're making a fire. I'm jealous.
Oh, are they? I don't know if
I'm not supposed to be jealous.
No, that's not a fire. That's just the snow coming off of the chimney.
No, it's coming out. It's smoke.
I don't think they're making a fire.
They got a fireplace.
I know those people. They don't know how to do that.
I want a fireplace.
Tori, you don't want a fireplace. A fireplace sucks all the warm air out of your abode
No, you can shut the flue.
Not when you're burning a fire, you can't.
Then it's going out. Who cares? I mean, the fire is warming you.
Because there's still embers when you put the fire out, and that's when it gets cold. So you heat your...
Oh, you've really thought about this, huh?
Oh, yeah. I have scientific studies done on everything.
Bill Nye.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Bill and I are very close.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Not.
Get an interview with him.
I will.
All right.
Show you.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
You're going to be here at the end of February.
Yeah. You won't see me for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, well, maybe, because you're having your teeth cleaned. Vicki Lawrence will be our guest. You'll be here for that?
No.
Yeah, I think you will.
Way. That's Mama's family?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're doing that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Oh, cool.
It's on a Thursday
toward
the end of the month. So what we'll do is we'll do a Tory Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Interviews like a 10:30.
Right.
And then we'll go over to the Easton Cable and make believe we're doing a television show.
Right.
Yeah.
That people do watch, apparently. You told me.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that. Me?
I thought you said people watch the show.
On TV?
Yeah.
No, it was that other dude who said that. He says he mentioned some numbers, and I remember you saying, no way, Jack.
Oh, that's right.
And his name wasn't even Jack. You're pretty pissed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have no idea how many. I have no idea.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
We'll never have an idea.
I don't care.
Right. Who does? Care. No one.
I don't care.
Does it matter?
I'm just doing it to warm up my car. It's not a big deal for me.
You got to keep that driving in practice, because when your brain goes, you want to make sure you can still remember how to drive. Because well, you're going to forget which pedal's which, because you forget where babies come from. So I don't know, brake,
I know where babies gas, come from. I just don't remember. I don't remember seeing.
If you can't, then it never happened. It's not a lie if you believe it. Brian Williams.
I wonder if Brian Williams would pass. That'd be interesting. Yeah. Do a lie detector test on Brian Williams.
Right.
And if he comes out like he's not lying, then it would prove that he really does believe that he was in that helicopter crash.
You could have before, but now it's too late.
Now it's too late.
Because he admitted it.
But that would have been interesting. Mm. But psychologically, it would have been right. interesting. Yeah, psychological would've. Test. Bill Nye should be doing it.
Yeah.
Because if you really believe something is indeed a lie.
Yeah, it's a pathological liar. You right. won't register anything on the machine. You can beat a polygraph. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you truly believe that what you're saying is
you
the truth.
You can't let your emotion change, because they read very small signs on the thing. Yeah. And you just have to be very cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
You're right. Believe it. And then you can beat a polygraph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. But they're not admissible in court, you know.
Right. That's why.
Yeah. Because of what?
That they're fallible.
Not people who give them. They don't say they're fallible.
Well, there's some people they're obviously lying. Like, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And they're going to see. And it's, you know, but some people are like, no, I didn't do it.
Really?
And how are you going to know?
Yeah. Scary stuff.
Yeah. I want to be a lawyer. Well, I didn't really want to. I could have, but I didn't want to go to school.
It's just so much minutia. Sometimes I do, I videotape depositions.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And you know that you're in an attorney's family. They hire me to sit there with a video camera, and I set it up. I can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no panning. There's no close-ups or anything like that.
Do you stay in the room?
I have to stay in the room to monitor the thing and make sure that it's running.
Okay.
And but I can't touch it. And at the beginning, I say who I am. I state who I am.
Wow, you're involved then.
Yes, I have to state who I am, and I have to state the names of the attorneys and the witnesses, and then I shut up. And 6 hours later,
wow,
it's just the most.
They pay
boring,
you,
yeah, very
okay,
well.
Good,
but
good.
It's so much minutia.
Oh yeah, I would think it was interesting though.
It's not
really.
It's not.
I think courtroom things are kind of interesting.
It would be if they just did interesting things, but they get caught up in minutia. Mm. And when you're doing depositions, you're deposing. Sounds like someone's dying. You're deposing expert witnesses more than you are the actual litigants.
Okay.
So it'll usually be doctors explaining medical conditions,
right?
But the explanations are like you'd have to be in medical school. Sitting there for 17 years, understand
right, okay.
or even care what
so
they're talking about.
So it's not even like the real juicy
it's
part of the case.
Not even talking about the case, really. It's just
right.
explaining
I guess
what
it wouldn't
something.
Be anyway, because these people aren't going to be on the stand. It's just like something they have to...
Well, they would be on the stand. They are on the stand in the deposition,
in the video,
really.
But
they can't, with their schedule, they can't possibly
right.
spend that amount of time.
So the defendant would have to just be there in the courtroom. They can't video them unless they're locked in a...
Right.
Like the really bad person.
Yes. And the attorneys would, they go through the minutia, you know, like the doctor will say, yes, the cornea is attached to the homolodunclin.
Right,
and
right.
And that rarely, 20% of the time, it would be a detachment from the homolodunclin.
You mean like the retina?
Yeah. And the attorney will go, let's talk about that 20%. The homoglocalin.
Yeah, I see what you're doing. You're already boring me.
They break down every single word this guy has said. Like I was born.
Well, they have to. You have to dot your I's and cross your T's, or they'll
terrible.
Tear you apart.
I was born in New Jersey. Born? What is born to you? Is that the actual creation of your life, or
right? Or did you move?
Did you move? And or was
your mother in labor at the time?
Yeah, and
you were on a bus. Yeah. You were crossing state lines. So technically, you
right.
were born.
And were you told that you were born in New Jersey? You don't remember it, do you? You were too young. How do you know you were
well,
born
could be,
in New
they
Jersey?
They can say that for everybody
yes.
then.
And they only got through like the first sentence of what the guy didn't said. And it just, and they haven't even gotten to the
wow,
thing yet.
Wow, your head must have been spinning.
It's a horrible thing. And it's really not
just
for a person
of the
like
money.
Me.
Just think of the money, dude. You know, you're sitting there going,
that's what I
dollar
do.
Signs, dollar signs.
I picture myself in a whorehouse.
In a beach in South America?
Yes, that too.
But you don't want to go there.
No, don't want to go there.
South America's kind of dicey. You got to be careful where you go.
Yeah.
Don't go to Brazil.
Why?
Look up the Brazil on the internet, dude. It's Thunderdome. There's no laws.
Oh, there's no laws everywhere.
And the whole, all of South America? Probably.
Check out the United States.
Well, touche.
Yeah, pajam bomb boom. All right, I think we're almost out of time here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I have a headache. I didn't get any caffeine.
You get a headache if you don't get caffeine?
I have headaches almost every day.
Really?
And when I don't have a headache, it's a really good day. When I have no pain, it's a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in pain a lot, so yeah.
All right.
It's good times.
Okay. Well, we'll see you in a while.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Troy's going to take some time off and whatever. And
I'm spend time with my family.
Right. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's right.
I'm so sorry. And have yourself.
I'm absolutely kidding. Serious. Go on.
Oh, you know what we have to do? We have to, besides talking about Facebook stuff, mm-hmm. We have to open up, do you have a Twitter account?
That I never use, yeah.
Yeah. I got to get one.
Okay.
So that people
they're
can.
They're big now. They went with the big and the small and the big again.
I know. So people can twat me.
Right. Okay.
And I was going to say you, but that would be really wrong to say.
Okay. I can help you with the twatting. Is that it? The page?
Do you know how to twit?
I can make a page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's easy.
It's going to happen.
Right.
And then we'll start telling our listeners
good.
That they can twit and twat us. Unless, okay. And we have to discuss whether we actually want to be twatted.
Okay.
Because I don't know that I do.
I think it's tweeted, but.
It probably is.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I want, I don't know what that is. I don't know if that I
well,
want
I
to.
You can't see it in live time, but you can read the thing that's happened already and then discuss it from
would
the website.
Would it bother me to hear people say things?
I don't know.
I don't want to get into that. Why should I?
Right.
I mean, I understand the Facebook.
There's always going to be trolls. That's what the internet's about. So,
but yeah. I didn't have trolls when I was doing regular radio.
Right.
There were no trolls. They would call and we'd just hang up on them.
Right.
So, you know.
Now that's on the internet forever.
I can't hang up on a troll.
Well, yeah.
All right. It's just too much to everything. Nothing's simple anymore.
Just enjoy the weather.
Yeah. As it stands right now, have yourselves a wonderful day. Tori wishes you peace. I don't.